MLF Fantasy Vision is back, and it's gotten a little better. They've fixed some things, but it's still kind of broken. The good news is they're giving away a Phoenix Fastboat and a Toyota Tundra, but the bad news is you probably have almost zero chance to win it. All right, we're back with Fantasy Fishing for the season, and we're going to start with the MLF because it's the first one up. February 8th is the roster shutoff for the Lake Okeechobee MLF Invitational. So we have 150 anglers competing in this. You have a couple ways to win. You're going to fill out a 10-angler roster. We'll go through that. If you get all 10 correct, they don't have to be in order, but if you get all 10 in the top 10 of your roster, then you're going to win a free truck and a free boat. It's just that easy. Well, I think getting five numbers out of the Powerball out of what, 69 is like one in 300 million. So what do you think the chances are of you getting 10 out of 150 correct? Now, it's not straight random odds because there is some skill and some knowledge. And, you know, Jacob Wheeler has a better chance of finishing the top 10 than some random angler you've never heard of that's just their first rookie year. But still, I think the odds are really, really long. I would guess one in several million that you can get 10. So I wouldn't bank on that. I asked ChatGPT. I don't know if their math is right, but this right here, I don't like your odds. I don't like my odds. So try. I hope you win. I hope I win. But let's not bank on that. You're more likely to win the year-end prize with Bobby Lane Fishing Trip or the combos they give out to the top 20 at each event. Or if you join the Beat Hellebass group, which I'll show you the code right here, you go over to leagues. If you were in last year, good news, you're already in. They have public groups this year. But I'm going to keep mine private because these prizes are for you guys that watch the videos, not from some randos that just stumble upon a league. There's the code. I'll put it down in the description. I will have the codes in the description for the BPT Predictor, the BPT Regular Game, and the Invitational Fantasy Fishing Game down in the description. You can copy those, enter them if you're not already in. If you're in from last year, you're already in, and let's just pick a team. One thing they have fixed is you can now switch from game to game by this little pull-down menu. You don't actually have to back out, but you still can't get to the Major League Fishing site that I can tell from here without opening a new browser or typing into the small win. One thing they have done is you can use this here where it says use your last suggest or last selections. So if you forget to enter a roster, it will enter your last roster. And they have a whole bunch of rules about how it's going to replace it if that person doesn't fish it, because actually it's not the same roster for every event. I actually know that there are some locals getting into some of these events throughout the season. More to come on that as we go through the season. Mike Bruggen, across. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. Just had something in my throat there. Let's look at how I picked a roster. Editing the teams, you have to... You get in here, you edit the teams. You do have to have at least one person over 40th place, which in a 150 angler field, you're probably going to have some anyways. Some interesting good picks in here. I've got some lanes. I got a few other people. Brett Heights won some tournaments on chatterbaits in Florida before. There's several guys here. Keith Carson. I'm going to just kind of scroll through here. You can see some of the ones that I like. I'll give you a little bit of information on how I picked some of these anglers.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You know, if you're looking for something sneakier, if you're looking for a true Florida killer, maybe check out Matt Greenblatt. Just saying. So you got a whole pile of people. There's a couple interesting things. Kyle Shuda, Minnesota guy, shout out. But we got some guys way down the list that didn't fish the Invitationals or the Pro Circuit last year. Like, you can grab yourself a Mark Daniels Jr., a Jacob Wheeler, down in the 150s at this point. So I'm going to go ahead and grab them. Because where are you going to get that talent? He's not going to be there the rest of the season. So get the getting while the getting is good. You still can't do it. They give you this little, like, tiny little research. You get this little chevron you can click down. It gives you a little general information. So if you're new to Fantasy Fish, you can kind of see what kind of winnings, but they don't really give you a whole lot to go with on these. But it's better than almost zero information last year. You can't click on their name still to get to the MLF site and like see our full tournament history. So you're gonna have to get out of there. Go, you know, you can look up the 2021, which was about a few days later, almost same time of year. So the water is higher this year. We've had a hurricane. The grass has moved, so it's going to be a brand new Okeechobee. So using old tournament results at your own peril. But you can go through here. So you could go through and click names in here, open them up. You can use the angler search by typing in a name. And then once you have somebody like here, like Matt Steffen, you can go through and you can click and say like, oh, how did they do, you know, in 2021? Okeechobee, he finished 23rd. You know, I don't remember what other years they fished Okeechobee. Looks like 94. So up and down, Matt Steffen. But he's got a lot of history in Toyota events, other things like that. That's a good way to do research if you don't know how to where to get started. You can read their preview article. Gives you a little bit about Toyota. Gives you a little bit about Okeechobee, how it's fishing. But back to my picks. In flight one, I'm going with Wheeler because he's a freaking goat. Chris Lane. He's from Florida. He's got quite a bit of success there, both on the Elite Series, MLF, FLW history. Keith Carson, quite a bit of experience, some good, some bad, but this dude catches him. He's from Florida. Matt Steffen, tons of history, some up, some down. Pretty good value pick. And then Christian Greco, he's from Florida. He's got some good experience. Not spending a lot of time fishing. It's really not my bread and butter, but we're going to play. We're going to have some fun. Casey Ashley, we picked him. Because I really just couldn't come up with any good names, and he did okay in a few Elite Series tournaments. Plus, you're getting a multiple-time tour winner and a Bassmaster Classic winner at rank 196. We'll go ahead and ride with that. Michael Neal, he catches him everywhere. Okeechobee's been good to him. Ron Nelson does well in Florida. Rusty Salewski, lately, done really well in Florida. And Jared McMillan, Clewiston's the hometown. So there's my roster. Tiebreaker, you're picking the final day weight for the winner. For five fish, the five best final. I can't remember if there's a cut or not, but you're not getting the total weight, the championship round weight. I'm going to think the final, they're probably going to bust some big bags, but the final day, I'm thinking high teens, low 20s is what the winner is going to have. That's my team. Get it locked in. Join Beat Hellebass because you're not going to win a boat. You might win some rods and reels, but you know what you could win? Is some Super K swim jigs because they are our presenting sponsor of the Beat Hellebass Group, and we'll do a year-end prize pack of Super K swim jigs, hand-tied, made in America, made in Wisconsin, some really good stuff.